WCCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. An uncrewed SpaceX mega Starship rocket that blasted off from Texas came apart over the Indian Ocean. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
They had a propellant leak that put the craft in a slow spin. Flight controllers could not control it. That ruled out a controlled descent to splashdown, which means it inevitably was going to break up in the atmosphere.
Patience over the Ukraine war is wearing thin among lawmakers on Capitol Hill. CBS's Natalie Brand.
There's a bipartisan bill introduced in the Senate by Senators Lindsey Graham and also Richard Blumenthal that would impose maximum sanctions on Russia if Russia does not come to the negotiating table.
Looking for the best car for your teenage driver? U.S. News and World Report's out with a new list.
The Kia Soul, Hyundai Tucson, and Elantra, Honda Civic, Subaru Forester, and Toyota Corolla and Camry all making the cut.
That's WWJ's Jeff Gilbert. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Hundreds of road construction projects are now on the chopping block. It follows a Republican-controlled committee's decision to slash the money from the governor's proposed budget. Terry Barr tells us more on how the potholes are being used to bring attention to the cuts.
The millions of dollars in road project cuts come after what Governor Tony Evers describes as years of investment to fix failing roads and bridges across the state.
During my time in office, we've secured some of the largest investment in our state's transportation system. And as funding grows, so does the number of projects. In fact, there are more than 300 state highway and bridge improvement projects scheduled across Wisconsin during this construction season.
And the governor is using his annual pothole patrol to highlight the need for transportation funding. You may see him filling potholes near you during the next week.
And state lawmakers are proposing new legislation that would levy significant fines for the owners of abandoned boats on Wisconsin's shorelines. Joanne Krulatz explains.
The proposed legislation would give owners 30 days to collect their boat after law enforcement authorities deem it abandoned. If the boat isn't removed, the owners could face a $10,000 fine and up to 9 months in jail.
And a Republican-sponsored bill in the Wisconsin State Assembly that would change the technical definition of a riot has been removed from the Assembly Judiciary Committee's agenda. The legislation would have defined a riot as gathering of at least three people that could pose a threat of property damage or injury. Critics of the bill argue the broad language could be used to weaken the First Amendment protections, specifically peaceful assembly. The legislation now appears unlikely to move forward this session. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
A walk-off win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bottom of the 10th. Score tied 1-1. The Brewers' Christian Yelich at the plate on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Fly ball to deep right! It is way back! And out of here! First career walk-off home run for Yelich!
A 400-yard shot to center field. The Brewers winning 5-1 last night. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's been swinging the bat great. Yeah, special night for him.
Christian Yelich on what kind of a pitch did he see from the Red Sox Liam Hendricks.
You know, kind of just caught a slider, right? And a big win for us. You know, we battled the whole time, and great team win all around.
The series wrapping up today. College football. Former Badgers wide receiver Quincy Burroughs signed by Western Kentucky. NFL. Packers OTAs continue in Green Bay without Jair Alexander or center Elton Jenkins. Both players in talks to renegotiate their contracts. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers, maybe an isolated thunder shower this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 60s to low 70s with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop to 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warmer, 74 by Friday. Mostly sunny with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's
not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had 4 meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top 3 things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Eber's budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I talk movies and about the box office with Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller. Then Dennis Graham, founder of Rockconson, joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
All right, the coffee cup has been refilled. Let's do this. Third hour of the program today on this Wednesday morning, May 28th, live from Lake Wissota. Let's see, we've got Parker Olson on the board, and Greg is back in 1 hour, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot is standing by to update the forecast for us. We'll be talking to Earl Ingram in just a few moments here. We'll get into the lead problems in Milwaukee and what, if anything, the Trump administration is doing about it, or what they say they're doing about it. We may get into a very high-profile murder trial that's about to get started in Milwaukee as well. Dan Schaefer still ahead. We may talk to James Kelly from Chippewa Falls about stories that he's following for Civic Media too. And the Brewers got a big walk-off home run, grand slam from Christian Yelich to beat the Brewers yesterday, 5-1 in 10 innings. So on that happy note, let's go to meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Because the weather is, well, look, it's a little rainy. It's quite damp here in Chippewa Falls, actually, as well. But there's still a need for the rain before, especially if we've got a big warm spell coming up, right?
I agree, yes. We are still, 5% of the state is in a drought that is far south in the state, right along the state line. So you can use every single drop. There is still abnormally dry conditions, both far north and far south. Good chunk of the central parts of the state, we're good to go, but, you know, we could always use extra rainfall. We're not looking at too much today, only about 1/4 inch. You've already seen that in places just south of La Crosse already this morning. This line is pretty much extending from Eau Claire all the way through Madison and then down into Chicago this morning. It is going to continue to lift north through the state late this morning, through this afternoon, and then we could see some spotty small storms start to spark up later this afternoon, maybe around 3 to 5 or so. Those are not expected to be strong or severe, but we could see some more moderate rainfall with those. Now, of course, it's going to be darker and damp and kind of dreary all day today. The winds are barely moving. Temperatures are very comfortable, anywhere from about 50 to 60 degrees right now. And then the highs today will reach the mid-60s far south. You're going to be a little bit cooler with that rain out there. And then about 70 up north. That's the highs for today. And of course, the rain stops by tomorrow. It'll be done by midnight, actually, but the sun will be peeking out tomorrow in full force as we go into the weekend. We will keep getting warmer. More humidity and mugginess is going to start to seep in by Friday. And then by next week, it is going to be feeling like summer. We're going to be dripping sweat with the humidity and heat headed our way, because we're looking at mid-80s with dew points in the mid-70s next week.
Ooh. Really?
Ooh. Yes.
So this weekend is kind of the Goldilocks end of all of this, which
pretty much
for a whole bunch of people who are planning graduation parties or weddings or anything like that, you are their hero. So,
oh, good. You know, good. Yeah. Yes. It's fantastic. Nothing but sunshine, dry conditions, perfect temperatures. Perfect. This weekend's fantastic.
That's great, Brittany. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You're welcome.
Talk to you later. Hey, by the way, if you ever miss one of our previous hours, the 6 a.m. hour, the 7 a.m. hour, you want to listen back to a guest that was on, you can always head to civicmedia.us. And right there, we put all of the shows on the website, and you can call them up as individual. Each hour is its own episode, so you don't have to listen to like a 3-hour show. You can listen to, you know, just the 6 a.m. hour, for example, and catch something that you missed. All the show descriptions are on there. We tell you who the guests were. And you could get this by podcast as well. And I'd say go over to Spotify. I actually just became a Spotify customer recently. And you can catch our podcast that way or through Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. However you do it, we'd love to have you take us along so that you can listen on demand on those days when you can't happen to catch it on the radio. And yes, Tony says, how about on YouTube too? Yes, we could. You could watch it on YouTube Live and comment, as Tony and Cassandra and everybody else does throughout the course of the morning. You can add your comments too. And as far as show highlights go on YouTube, well, that's my next project for Tony, is just to make like the 10-minute condensed version, all the really funny stuff. Well, the really funny stuff would be a 3-minute show, but we'd put some guest stuff in there too. So maybe we go about doing that. Reminder to reach the show, not just in the comment sections on YouTube or Facebook, but you can call or text us 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, and use that Civic Media app to call or text us as well. Let's bring Earl Ingram into the program now to talk about a couple of matters that he's following in the Milwaukee area for Civic Media. Earl, how are you this morning?
I'm doing fine, Pat. How are you?
I'm great. It's so nice to have you along here. And I want to start first with the whole lead paint, lead in the water situation there, especially in light of the comments by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy, who said something along the lines to a CNN anchor of, you know, we've got a team in Milwaukee working on this. And Earl, it took about 8 seconds for that to be proven not to be the case. And I feel like that illustrates in a nutshell the ongoing problems Milwaukee's having finding allies to get this lead problem rid of once and for all.
So before I respond to what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said, I think we need to clarify a couple things. Number one, the lead crisis is a national crisis.
True.
And so people link Milwaukee to the lead crisis. And the problem with that is they fail to understand that this is all over the nation. It's in rural America. It's in urban centers. And yet, because it's connected to urban centers, I think people are not looking at what's taking place in their own backyards. And so what we plan on doing, I know in the coming weeks and months, is putting together a national series, a 12-part series that's going to have the top scientists and doctors across this nation to express and explain and wake people up to the scourges of lead paint and lead in the water that's all over this nation that's causing mayhem. And the fact that we have a nation that's covering all of this up, we have politicians and others on both sides of the equation who have refused to address this lead issue. And so as long as it's considered to be a Milwaukee problem and an urban problem, it's not getting the necessary exposure that it should be receiving.
Earl, you are 100% correct, and I should have made that clear from the very beginning as well. I've just become so used to the antagonism or antipathy toward Milwaukee from legislators that, frankly, even in asking the question, I bought into the framing rather than acknowledging that when Republican legislators said a couple of years back, well, most of the money would go to Milwaukee, what they were really doing was they were saying that for some of the communities in their own districts that you didn't even count, that we're so anti-Milwaukee that we will ignore the lead problem in the rest of the state just to spite, you know, the state's biggest city.
Well, you know, you're talking to a guy who's 70 years old, who's lived in Milwaukee for all 70 of those years, born in Milwaukee, and will die in Milwaukee. And so I know all of those things that have been going on at infinitum in this state. and the fact that they can ignore what is taking place in our city. It's kind of ridiculous considering that only 38.6% of Milwaukee is black, and so the rest of it is white, a majority. And so when you look at it from a, with a jaundiced eye, you don't just punish the people of color in the city of Milwaukee. You punish all the other residents as well. And I will say this to you, Pat. When people, I think people fail to understand that exposure to lead can affect multiple body systems, and in particularly harmful to young children. We constantly talk about all of the crime and all of those things that are taking place in the city of Milwaukee. There's the statistical evidence that will point to the fact that for generations, children have been poisoned by lead in this city, as it is even in rural America. We talk about right now Milwaukee Public Schools and what's happening there. Well, I would say that people need to look at the schools wherever they are. Any building that was built before 1970 contains lead. And so people are being contaminated. And the scourges of lead and what it leads to, especially in pregnant women and their fetuses and the babies, is a tragedy. And the fact that our nation says it can't afford to eradicate the scourges of lead are unacceptable. When you talk about the fact that children who are our future, what can be more valuable than the future of your nation, are being poisoned by this, and we're the wealthiest nation on earth, and yet we don't seem to be concerned enough about the future of our children, which are the future of our nation, that we work collectively to eradicate this.
And you talk about buildings built before 1970. My goodness, there are like four or six Milwaukee public school buildings still in use that were built not before 1970, before 1900, that are still in use and obviously still have these lead paint issues because they face the budget pressures that come from a legislature that is insisting on budget austerity and, you know, sticking it to Milwaukee, as, you know, Tommy Thompson famously said all those years ago. So this is a national concern. This is something that the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services should be paying attention to. So when Secretary Robert Kennedy made that false claim about helping out in Milwaukee, again, it only adds insult to injury and shows us, in my mind, we have an HHS secretary that, for all of the other questionable views that he has, either does not know the seriousness of the lead issue or doesn't care. And I'm not sure which is worse.
So Milwaukee Public Schools has 156 schools. And when you talk about the being able to somehow go back and track those 156 schools and determine which ones are lead laden and which ones aren't, is going to take over a decade. And so it's not just what is happening now. It's the fact that generations have come through that situation and have been poisoned by lead. And when we talk about crime as this big issue and we want to build more jails and lock people up, it's like fool's gold. Because as long as you're poisoning generations of children, part of the problem with children being exposed to lead is the damage that it does to their brains, especially in the early development of those children. And so when you look at the damage that's being done, it's nonsensical to me that the cost that we wind up having to pay down the road by not fixing this problem early on is where we are now. And so when you see so many young people whose lives have been turned inside out and upside down because of the scourges of lead, then you understand the impact and why this has to change.
Oh, it so does. From the legislature, from the Trump administration on down. Earl Ingram is talking to us much more about that. Also coming up in this hour, we'll be talking to Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, and much more. And then, of course, tomorrow, we've got some of our usual friends on there. Joe Zepecki is joining us, Chad Holmes. We'll also talk to Jeremy Granger from Wisconsin Action. A lot coming up here. Live from Lake Wissota. Hey, thanks for making this a place to spend part of your mornings. I'm Pat Kreitlow, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Dismantling the IRA and other federal clean energy incentives will add a half a gigaton of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. That's according to modeling from Princeton University. House Republicans passed aggressive cuts to clean energy incentives in their latest budget. The Senate is now considering the bill. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has given the green light for a major build-out of fossil fuel-burning power plants in Wisconsin. We Energies wants to build new gas plants and operate them for 30 years, largely to meet the needs of Microsoft's new AI data center. It's turtle nesting season, and the DNR is asking drivers to slow down on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs from late May through June, when you can often see them along roads and in yards. You can help keep them safe by being alert when driving through their habitat. For a deep dive into environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
And welcome back. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO. This morning we are spending quite a bit of time talking about Anastasia from the Wausau Community Theater that is opening on Friday at the Venega Theater at UWSP at Wausau. We are talking to cast members Asher Harder and Bree Leiter and director Brenton Canese. And asked Brenton Canese about what he would like to have audiences take away from the production if they go this weekend or next weekend.
I hope the audience, as I read in my director's notes, Anastasia is not a lesson in history, but a lesson in life. Self-discovery, finding what home is, having hope, being able to take those lessons with you in life and really focusing that whatever your past is does not define your future. You can forge your own path in life, no matter how rough you've had it. And I think that's important more than ever in the times we're living in. So being able to have that message with you that you're able to take home, share with your family, it's a great message for everybody, no matter what age you are. So being able to come out, be entertained by the wonderful dancing, the extraordinary singing, the singing talent of this cast is off the charts, and the acting, the overall performance. There's a lot of special moments in the show, and we are really excited to open it on Friday.
And back to our cast members, is there a specific moment in this show that is a favorite for each of you within your roles?
I would say song-wise, Stay I Pray You is probably my favorite. That's Ian's big song, so come see that specifically for Ian. Anyways.
It really is a powerful song.
Anyways.
Nope. Anything else? Or?
I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, Stay I Pray You, because it's a big community song. I don't know. I'm a big fan of community building, apparently.
And Asher, what about you? Is there a favorite moment for you in the show?
Yes. My favorite song in all of this has got to be Quartet at the Ballet. It's this beautiful song. It's right near the end of the show, and it's where you see these the lead characters, they come together, and they have these beautiful intertwined harmonies, and the lyrics that they're speaking, it comes together to capture this really powerful and this very beautiful moment on stage that it's truly unreplicatable. It's beautiful, and I love it.
And one more question for our students and our actors. Part of theater is the ability to dream, and I guess you're starting your college process at UWSP. And what are your dreams? Do you hope to stay involved in this kind of activity for many years to come? Do you have specific dreams within the world of theater that you're trying to go on the road towards?
Yeah, obviously, as an actor, I have my dream roles. Like, that, obviously, there are roles that everyone would like to have as actors. But me personally, I would really love to eventually carry this work forward and pursue this full time on maybe Broadway, mm-hmm. on the New York stage. I know that's it's a lofty
dare
dream.
Dare to dream. Dare to dream.
Exactly.
And Brie, what about you? What are your hopes and dreams as we move forward?
I would also love to do this forever and ever and ever. Everyone wants to be in New York or in a big city, but I'm not a huge fan of big cities. Mm. So I'm thinking cruise ships, because I love, love, love to travel, and I love watching theater on cruise ships, so it seems like the best of both worlds.
And Brenton, what are the details? What do people need to know in terms of coming to see this show? And number one, when is it happening? And number two, again, how do you get those tickets?
Yeah, so we open Friday, May 30th, so we have shows Friday, May 30th, Saturday, May 31st, Sunday, June 1st, and next weekend as well, June 6th through the 8th, all of them at the Venega Theater at the UW Center for Civic Engagement. Tickets can be purchased at www.wasacommunitytheater.org or at the door an hour before.
There you go. And, of course, we always like to say, because when I bring in Sean from the Grand, it's ER. For Wasa Community yes. Theater, is it ER or RE?
For the theater, it's RE.
It's on your sweatshirt, so yes. I can actually see it.
The place is ER, but the art form is RE.
And the website, is it RE?
It's RE, yes.
That's the big thing. So go to wasacommunitytheater.org
yes.
and be able to buy those tickets, get information about your show, and also follow on Facebook. Get great pictures of your process,
yes, absolutely.
And rehearsals, and get more information about your cast members and your crew members and everything else. And I guess, Ian, anything that I missed here that you want to add before we wrap it up?
I don't believe so. I think we covered pretty much it. But it really should be a fantastic show. And I'm a huge fan of the music as well. I mean, I've only seen a movie version of this, the 1997 version, once, and that was enough to get me hooked. And that was a while ago. But it's nice to, I see the movie being brought to life on a stage with more of a story, more a music, and just an incredible show.
Fantastic. So break a leg to all of you.
Thank you.
And
thank you
have a lot of fun. And again, folks, get those tickets. Better to get those tickets earlier than later. And check it out again at the Venega Theater at UWSP at Wausau starting on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend, and then another chance next weekend as well. And great to talk to Asher Harder, Bree Leiter, Brenton Canese, and Ian Welch about Anastasia coming up this weekend and next weekend. But we have work to do here yet this morning, Ian. We have our number for the day quiz coming up at the last part of the show. And yes. I'm going to let you know that the topic for today is Christian Yelich.
Christian
He hit a Grand Slam home run last night to win the game for the Brewers, and he's going to be our topic for today's number for the day.
Very cool.
So we'll have our quiz coming up. We'll be back at 8:52. We'll talk a little bit of high school sports, talk a little bit about my long trip to Superior last night, all coming up in just a few more minutes. But we're going to send it back over to Pat Kreitlow. He'll be talking to Dan Schaefer from the recombobulation area coming up after an information update. The time is 8:30 here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Video footage in the case of Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan has been released. Joanne Krulatz has the story.
The video released by Milwaukee County through an open records request shows Dugan speaking to federal agents on April 18th in the hallway outside her courtroom as they waited to arrest an undocumented immigrant. It's evidence in a federal criminal case against Dugan indicted May 13th on counts of obstructing a federal agency and concealing an undocumented immigrant. Prosecutors accused the 66-year-old judge of allowing Eduardo Flores Ruiz to leave her courtroom through another exit. ICE agents chased him down and took him into custody outside the courthouse. Dugan was arrested a week later.
And a Wisconsin politician is proposing the state reduce its number of elections. Civic Media's Jimmy Kuska explains.
Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden is calling for the state to get rid of spring elections. Van Orden said on Wisconsin Eye that spring elections, which are held for officially nonpartisan races, should be done each fall instead. Van Orden cited voter fatigue, financial efficiency, and never-ending political campaigns to support his idea. The state's constitution requires spring elections for nonpartisan offices, specifically mentioning judicial elections, which are to be held outside of partisan elections.
Van Orden said that Republicans don't vote as often in spring elections. And following a state tour highlighting his administration's accomplishments in workforce development, Governor Tony Evers has renewed calls for support from the state legislature. Republican state lawmakers removed over 600 measures from the governor's proposed budget, including investments in apprenticeship programs, the Worker Connection Pilot Program, and the Workforce Innovation Grant Program. During the tour, Governor Evers also highlighted a lawsuit against the Trump administration seeking to stop cuts to AmeriCorps. I'm Brittany Rouleau for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Billie Eilish had an outstanding Memorial Day weekend. She took home an award for every category she was nominated in at the American Music Awards Sunday night, thanks to her album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. Eilish was nominated 7 times, including for Artist of the Year, Album of the Year, Favorite Touring Artist, Favorite Female Pop Artist, and Favorite Pop Album. She also won for Song of the Year and Favorite Pop Song. Beyonce brought home 2 awards for Favorite Female Country Artist, and her somehow controversial album, Cowboy Carter, notched her a Favorite Country Album trophy. Post Malone also now has his first country music award after winning Favorite Male Country Artist. Eminem took home 2 awards for Favorite Male Hip Hop Artist and Favorite Hip Hop Album for The Death of Slim Shady. Gracie Abrams won Best New Artist, and Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars won Best Video Collaboration. Mars also won Favorite Pop Musical Artist of the Year. I was shout out again. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers, maybe an isolated thunder shower this afternoon. Our high today in the upper 60s to low 70s with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop to 50. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warmer, 74 by Friday. Mostly sunny with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 55.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had 4 meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top 3 things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Paravonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
It's May 28th, but I'm looking way back at an Up North News post from late December that was already previewing some of the top live concerts coming to Wisconsin in 2025. It mentioned, you know, Kelsea Ballerini, who was going to be appearing at Fiserv Forum. There was Cody Johnson, Tyler, the Creator, had a concert coming up, and Justin Timberlake, on and on. It goes for the first part of 2025. It also includes Def Leppard at Summerfest. But it's only grown, especially in the country music area. And in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this morning, it says country music is dominating Wisconsin's summer concert season like never before, and looks at some of the headliners for the annual Harley Homecoming, has much more of a country feel for it this time around. At the BMO Pavilion in Milwaukee this summer, some of the big stars there booked would be the Avett Brothers, Riley Green, the country band Red Clay Straves. At the Raven Milwaukee, country breakout star Megan Maroney, her concert has long since sold out. Alpine Valley, which was always a mecca for rock tours, their big concerts so far booked this year are Thomas Rhett, Willie Nelson's Outlaw Music Festival, Tyler Childers, and even Summerfest will include some draws like Lainey Wilson to the amphitheater. And then there is the big one, and that would be Morgan Wallen, with openers Miranda Lambert and Ella Langley headlining the first concert at Camp Randall Stadium in 28 years. And that'll be coming up on June 28th. You've got that. You've got Beyonce winning awards for her country album. It is more country out there than ever before. And Parker, it makes me wonder for somebody like you. I mean, here in Eau Claire, I've been to Country Jam, Country Fest before it changed its name over here in Cadott. Do you have your own experience with some of these many country live country concerts that we have going on around Wisconsin?
I don't think I've ever been to any, but I know a bunch of people who go to Country Thunder, I think it's called. I can't think of where that is. It's somewhere down here, yeah. And I know a bunch of people that have gone to that. Country is kind of one of those things that is up and coming again, it seems like.
Yes. Sort
of. Yeah. I don't know, but it's an acquired taste, it seems. It's very divisive.
It can be, well, even in country, and you know, long before the buzz about Beyonce's album and what's country and how do you define it, you had artists along the way that thought that country was getting too electric, it was getting too rock. I love Shizu on YouTube saying, "And I am a small bright light of K-pop in my area."
you
represent Shizu. There is nothing wrong with that. But I do like the fact that you have these venues out here, so many of them, not just for your big names, you know, for Morgan Wallen and Miranda Lambert and all that, but you always get a chance, I think, in country more than in other genres, to see up-and-comers who then eventually do become stars. I mean, I recall being at Country Jam and seeing Faith Hill and Tim McGraw when they were nobodies. and going, God, these guys are good. You know, and they turned into something. Seeing Alan Jackson when he was much younger and, again, just an up-and-comer. I'm not the world's biggest attender of live concerts, but that is one of the best things is when you see somebody who isn't a star yet and go, they just might make it.
Yeah. I always love finding new music. That's kind of like a goal of mine that I have is to find someone before they come big. And that's just, yeah, country, you can do that.
I recall it was in college. And so obviously, again, we're going way, way back. But I remember working at the college radio station. And there was somebody there who she loved finding all the new music. And she was just so insistent that this group, Tears for Fears, was coming up. They were going to be the big thing. And they were. They had one hit, then another. And then I remember talking to her like, I don't know, a year or two later and saying, boy, I'll bet you're really loving all this Tears for Fears music. And she was like, oh, no, they're old news. You know, she was
tired of them now.
Only about finding, you know, the up-and-comers and the new ones. And, you know, good for her. That worked out. So, like, I've had a lot of opportunity to go to concerts, but I don't know that anybody has better concert stories than I do. And by stories, I mean things that you'd play the sad trombone on. We've talked before about how at my high school prom, the entertainment, the musical entertainment, was Florence Henderson of the Brady Bunch and Tennessee Ernie Ford, because they were playing at the celebrity dinner theater next door where we were having prom. So you had to sit through that show before you could go to our prom in another ballroom and see a local band that was playing. That was one story.
That
my
rocks.
First people talk about first concerts. Okay, who you saw at your first concert? My first concert, Donnie and Marie, and why? Because they were playing at the Minnesota State Fair. Donnie and Marie had, you know, this show on in the 1970s. And my sister was absolutely gaga for Donnie and Marie and wore my mom down to the point where, you know, and she had to take all the kids. So there we all are, you know, all four kids, you know, and I'm the oldest. And then, you know, the three younger ones are all there in the stands. And so I can't fix it. Donnie and Marie was my first concert. And I got one more. Again, one of my earliest concerts would be Helen Reddy, because I was my high school girlfriend at the time was married to, or not married to, sure, her father was an executive at 3M. And this was at the 3M annual dinner, which was at the St. Paul Civic Center back in the early 80s. And I mean, this wasn't just like a company dinner. This was like with live entertainment. And out comes Helen Reddy singing I Am Woman and some of her other things. So I don't have the most auspicious list of early concerts, but I definitely have the ones that can tell a story.
You've got luck, it seems like.
I've got luck of some kind. Yes, that would be one way to put it. I wanted to see if anybody had added on to this. Well, Mr. Mathers is jumping on, saying that he's become more a fan of indie folk, which he thinks gets categorized as country. Like Parker, a big fan of finding artists before they get big. Greg Box getting ready for Matt and Aaron Air, but sent me over a note saying you should check out Lady Bird. Great band with country, folk, and punk influences, and really good songwriting. So good for them. Shiju follows up. Standing outside the hall for 7 hours, getting in for the sound check, then almost forced back outside without using the bathrooms. The guards let us, but then we had to hear the sound check continue as they were doing their little bathroom break as well here. On the text line, Tom from New Berlin. Helen Reddy was my first concert at Summerfest, front row center. It's not just me. You see? Because sometimes you get taken to shows and they become the thing that you remember. On the other end of the spectrum of live shows are the ones that you think they were a one-hit wonder, and then you realize they actually have much more talent than they let on. In my case, it was Rick Springfield. Remember Jesse's Girl? And a couple of other hits from the 80s and 90s. Why am I asking Parker this? Of course not.
Exactly.
Anyway, you're thinking, you know, that Jesse Springfield, he's a one and done kind of thing. Well, he was appearing at Rockfest in Kadot. And we were there to see other groups. It escapes me who it was. Maybe it was Boston that year or Hart. I'm not sure. Anyway, Rick Springfield's on the undercard. Rick Springfield had the crowd eating out of the palm of his hand by the time it was done. He was a true showman. The way he was working the crowd, there was so much energy. People were singing along to, I think he had three top 40 hits, you know, besides Jesse's Girl. They were singing along to that. And you're thinking, I'm cheering like crazy for Rick Springfield? But again, it comes down to, are you, you know, can you put on a show? And if you can, you know, well, that's great. You know, good for you.
I would rather see a really good storyteller than a, like, really good singer. You know what I mean? Like, somebody who can actually put on a show and just be fun with you for an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Well, not everybody is, because when I've mentioned Alan Jackson, Alan Jackson's never been, shall we say, an electric performer. He literally just stands there and plays guitar. But the songs were so good, you know, telling a story or whatever, that people naturally followed along. Alicia puts up on YouTube, mine were all Christian rock. And then Shizu adds, there's some decent Christian rock bands that you don't even realize are religious. That's a whole discussion right there, is Christian rock. And the ones that are, I'm going to say the word preachy, and people think I'm using it improperly, and those that are more in the entertainment storytelling end of it, like country and like other genres as well. It's why I'm glad there's a Songwriters Hall of Fame, not just the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because, I mean,
I didn't know that.
Wow. Oh, well, we're going to have a conversation sometime about the Songwriters Hall of Fame, because sometimes it is the person who's doing the singing. There are plenty of singers in the Songwriters Hall of Fame, but, you know, then others, they're just behind the scenes. Adam puts up, Arlo Guthrie is one of the best live storyteller musicians that's out there. Certainly have heard that as much as well. So you need that whole package to get things done. And some artists, they have staying power. There was Rick Springfield all those years later, and folks who listened to the show remember last year, or no, earlier this year? When the heck was it? No, it's late last year. Where did I take Sherry? To see Air Supply when they were in Milwaukee. And they were marking that they had been together for nearly 50 years. And there they are in Milwaukee singing I'm All Out of Love and Lost in Love and all the other love songs that Air Supply does. And they put on a good show. You know, a good show is going to sell regardless.
Yeah. I enjoyed seeing Hozier, if you know him at all. He's from he's from Ireland. Really good show. He was so fun. He's just a funny guy. That's what I need. It's just somebody that's got a good personality.
Is he the one that had the big hit last year, You're Too Sweet for Me?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I say that only because, and I'm not ripping the song, but you ever notice sometimes there's a song and it's the one you hear every time you turn on the radio?
Yeah.
that was for me for 2024. It was, you know, if I'm just moving around on music stations, and it was like every time I hear him going, I take my whiskey neat, you know, a coffee black, I'm a bed at 3. Like, yes, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. And especially since, and now we're really getting into songwriting here, said the guy who's never written a song.
Me either.
But there is a difference in a song like that where it's the same chorus and you hear that same chorus repeated like 6 times through the song. It kind of, for me, it gets a little irritating. Contrast that to writers like, say, Billy Joel, and or I think Stevie Wonder was another one of them. Like, the second chorus will always be a little bit different. And then you'll come back to the first chorus, you know, after the third verse. That little bit of variety in songwriting, I really come to appreciate. Don Henley is another one. If I could talk to Don Henley, there would be a little bit about the Eagles. But I really would want to know more about his songwriting, because his lyrics are just so, so good. I don't know if you have anybody like that you wish you could talk to about, you know, what inspires them.
Oh, I don't know. I got to think about that. I got to listen to more music. Like, I know I said that I like to find people before they're big, but I've got to listen to, everybody needs more music in their life. It makes you happy. It's the good stuff.
Let's go out with Shizu on YouTube. Can we talk about Baby Shark? In terms of lyrics. And now that's going to be stuck in my head for a little while. We will wrap things up for this Wednesday morning, May 28th, coming up in just a little bit. Again, a reminder to sign up for our newsletters, plural, There are all kinds now, including a weekend one that I put together for Sunday mornings. Sign up for those newsletters at upnorthnewswi.com. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though. Because
probably.
It's
not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong, they tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. It is Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Well, let's take a look at some sports, because yesterday was a long day for me. Went up to Superior for the Owosso West Warriors, taking on Superior in a Division I regional softball semifinal. Exciting game. Warriors came out, took a 4-0 lead, saw Superior come back, take a 7-4 lead going to the seventh. The Warriors scored twice, had the tying run in scoring position, but not able to get it across as the season ends for West, losing 7-6. Also in softball regional action, action yesterday. Wausau East fell to New Richmond by a score of 13-1. Mosinee rolled past Wapaka 17-1. Winterberg-Burnhamwood kept their season alive, edging Amherst by a score of 4-3. Newman Catholic in Division 5 lost to Almond Bancroft 18-0. Also yesterday, Marathon in a game that we had here on 98.9 WXCO with Tom Weaver. They rolled past Edgar 10-0. Also, Merrill went on the road, upset Antigo in Division 2 by a score of 8-2. So a number of area teams continuing their season. North and Lutheran did lose in D5 as well to Wild Rose 17-2. Regular season action yesterday in high school baseball. Wausau West fell to Wisconsin Rapids 9-6. Marshfield doubled up Wausau East 4-2. D.C. Evers clinched the Wisconsin Valley Conference Championship. They defeat Stevens Point yesterday 6-4. Also yesterday, it was Edgar losing to Pacelli by a score of 4-2. Winterberg-Burnhamwood over Wapaka by a score of 9-2 as well. Also, apparently not only you doing well in terms of our number for the day and your theatrical exploits, your dad is doing well. And for folks who don't know, that Ian's father is the head golf coach at Wausau East. And it looks like the Wausau East Lumberjacks golf team is really rolling through. They won the WIAA Regional at Trap River yesterday with a score of 3-1. They had also won all the Wisconsin Valley Conference legs, six different legs of that conference tournament. So Sam Barthos, honorable mention all-conference. Brody Tranto, second-team all-conference. Sawyer Kroms, Ted Schlinwein, Cooper Bjerke, top three in conference. Sawyer Kroms, player of the year. Sectionals next Wednesday at Greenwood Hill. So congratulations to your father and
that was for you, Dad.
Yeah, the golfers at Wausau too. East as well. So that's pretty darn impressive to roll through the conference, now the regionals. And yeah, obviously these young men will try to make it to the state tournament then down in Madison by advancing through the sectionals next week. So best of luck
to them.
To them as well, absolutely. Quick note that tomorrow we'll be back at it with another doubleheader of high school playoff action. I'll begin our coverage of baseball as the Newman Catholic Cardinals will travel to Boulder in a Division 4 regional game. We'll have that one live on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app starting with the pregame show at 4:20. Tom Weaver will have the Marathon softball team back in action again after their win yesterday over Edgar, very impressive W for Marathon. They travel to top-seeded Pacelli tomorrow. That game can be heard on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and the Civic Media app starting at 4:20 for the pregame. And again, that game will also air on a delay basis following our coverage of Newman Baseball here on 98.9 WXCO. So again, Newman at Boulder in high school baseball, 4:20 here on WXCO. And then Tom Weaver with Marathon at Pacelli in high school softball playoff action, 4:20 on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and the Civic Media app. Also yesterday, the Milwaukee Brewers defeated the Boston Red Sox 5-1. Christian Yelich hit a grand slam home run in the bottom of the 10th inning.
Nice.
His first ever walk-off home run in his very illustrious career. So the Brewers back to the 500 level. They'll try to sweep the Red Sox when they take them on at American Family Field this afternoon.
Go Brewers.
Yeah, absolutely. So they've won three games in a row. So a bit of a win streak for the crew as they try to work their way back towards the top of the NL Central. But also trying to work his way to the top is Ian Welsh as he is 0-for-1 so far this week with our number for the day quiz. But it's time now to try again.
Absolutely.
And what we do is we have a number for the day. We make it a quiz. We give Ian three choices, one of which is correct, two of which are incorrect. So based on the math, 1 out of 3, 33%. Anything above 33% is a passing grade. Anything below 33% is a failing grade. If he gets 50% or better, it's a winning week. If he only misses one for the week, it's an A grade. And then, of course, he goes for the perfect week.
Yes.
And he's done that one time before, so won't be doing it this week. But still, that's hard to do. That's very hard to do. But today, our topic is
Christian Yelich.
Christian Yelich. I said it yesterday. I said it not yesterday. I said it a few moments ago that yesterday he had his first ever walk-off home run. And he's had a long career and a very good career. The number for the day is,
okay,
with that home run yesterday, How many home runs has Christian Yelich hit in his Major League Baseball career? So in his career, how many home runs has Christian Yelich hit?
All right. What are my choices?
Your choices are 204 home runs.
Wow.
304 home runs. 404 home runs.
I mean, any one of those numbers would be impressive.
They're all big numbers.
204, 304, or 404.
Yep.
How many home runs?
He's not really known as a home run hitter, but he does hit home runs.
Home career. 204, 304, 404. Okay, I'm going to say...
Think about this. Put it all together.
Yeah, focus here. Okay. Okay, I'm going to say...
Sweat on the brow.
Final guess, I'm going to say 304. I'm going to go with a B as my final answer. I'm going to say 304.
Christian Yelich has hit 204 home runs in his Major League Baseball career. Well, you're putting the pressure on. That means tomorrow and Friday, you're going to have some deep work to do.
Yes, I do.
Tomorrow, we'll have Nancy Stensel join us here on the program, and we'll have Ian with the number for the day. Well, Ian, have a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Matt and Air on Air coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Reality TV stars Todd and Julie Chrisley could walk out of prison a day after they were pardoned by President Trump.
They were given a pretty harsh treatment based on what I'm hearing.
The Chrisleys were convicted of evading taxes and defrauding banks of more than $30 million. Today marks a milestone since the October 7th attack. This woman in Tel Aviv has a relative who was taken hostage.
600 days of darkness, 600 days without freedom, 600 days of abandonment.
Sean Combs' sex trafficking trial is resuming in New York after testimony from a former assistant. CBS's Katrina Kaufman is at the courthouse.
Capricorn Clark gave a lot of very salient testimony, including two instances where she alleges that she was kidnapped by Sean Combs, had her life threatened, starting on day one of the job.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.